news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President-elect Joe Biden announced his choices for his national security team on Tuesday. Biden said the experts he chose had the experience to restore America's global leadership in fighting terrorism, climate change, and nuclear proliferation.
It's a team that reflects the fact that America is back, ready to lead the world, not retreat from it. They'll tell me what I need to know, not what I want to know, what I need to know.
Biden noted that his choice for Director of National Intelligence, former Deputy Director of the CIA, Avril Haines, would be the first woman in the post.
I will never forget that my role on this team is unique. Better than that of a policy advisor, I will represent to you, Congress, and the American public, the patriots who comprise our intelligence community. Mr. President-elect, you know that I have never shied away from speaking truth to power, and that will be my charge as Director of National Intelligence.
He also pointed out that his selection for the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, would be the first Latino and the first immigrant in that job.
The Department of Homeland Security has a noble mission to help keep us safe and to advance our proud history as a country of welcome. For 12 years, I had the privilege to stand in a federal courtroom and announce Alejandro Mayorkas on behalf of the United States of America. The words "on behalf of the United States of America" meant everything to me and to my parents. My father and mother brought me to this country to escape communism. They cherished our democracy and were intensely proud to become United States citizens, as was I.
Jake Sullivan was then VP Biden's national security advisor and also worked in Hillary Clinton's State Department as head of policy planning. Biden nominated him to be national security advisor.
We will be vigilant in the face of enduring threats, from nuclear weapons to terrorism. But you have also tasked us with reimagining our national security for the unprecedented combination of crises we face at home and abroad. The pandemic, the economic crisis, the climate crisis, technological disruption, threats to democracy, racial injustice, and inequality in all forms. The work of the team behind me today will contribute to progress across all of these fronts.
Linda Thomas Greenfield is a career diplomat who served as the Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs. She's Biden's choice to be UN ambassador.
In the years that I've worked in government, I'm always struck by how only in America would we be where we are today, where life can be hard and cruel, but there's hope in the struggle. There's promise in our dreams, where you learn to believe in yourself and that anything is possible. And on this day, I'm thinking about the American people, my fellow career diplomats and public servants around the world. I want to say to you, America is back. Multilateralism is back. Diplomacy is back.
Former Secretary of State and Senator John Kerry will re-enter government as Biden's special climate envoy.
No one should doubt the determination of this president and vice president. They shouldn't doubt the determination of a country that went to the moon, cured supposedly incurable diseases, and beat back global tyranny to win World War II. In addressing the climate crisis, President-elect Joe Biden is determined to seize the future now and leave a healing planet to future generations.
And for Secretary of State, Joe Biden named Tony Blinken. He served as one of Biden's top Senate aides, then as Deputy National Security Advisor and Deputy Secretary of State under President Obama.
My late stepfather, Samuel Pizarro, he was one of 900 children in his school in Bialystok, Poland, but the only one to survive the Holocaust after 4 years in concentration camps. At the end of the war, he made a break from a death march into the woods in Bavaria. From his hiding place, he heard a deep rumbling sound. It was a tank, but instead of the Iron Cross, he saw painted on its side a five-pointed white star. He ran to the tank. The hatch opened. An African-American GI looked down at him. He got down on his knees and said the only three words that he knew in English that his mother had taught him before the war. God bless America. That's who we are. That's what America represents to the world, however imperfectly. Now, we have to proceed with equal measures of humility and confidence.
Wall Street obviously liked the announcements as the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 30,000 points on Tuesday for the first time in history. Of course, Donald Trump tried to take credit for the record, bizarrely delivering an unusual 63-second long statement in the White House briefing room, during which he called the number sacred.
The stock market's just broken 30,000, never been broken, that number. That's a sacred number, 30,000. Nobody thought they'd ever see it. And it's the 48th time that we've broken records in during the Trump administration. And I just want to congratulate all the people within the administration that worked so hard. And most importantly, I want to congratulate the people of our country, because there are no people like you. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Wow. Thankfully, news organizations ran headlines noting that the record came as the Biden transition is finally getting underway and Janet Yellen was announced as Treasury Secretary. The Drudge Report ran a particularly brutal headline declaring stocks soar on Trump's exit. So Trump left the briefing room without taking any questions. He also ignored reporters later in the day when he appeared in the Rose Garden for the annual turkey pardon. But his comments were snide and sarcastic, alluding to a fraudulent election for some reason. And again, he took no questions, even though the assembled press shouted them about who else he might pardon on his way out the door. Axios reported Tuesday night that Trump has told confidants he plans to pardon Michael Flynn. Stay tuned. Meanwhile, Joe Biden won in Pennsylvania and Nevada again, as election officials on Tuesday officially certified those wins in those states. Moving on to the virus. The United States reported 2,146 deaths from the coronavirus on Tuesday, the highest daily death total in 6 months. The nation also reported 172,935 new infections, and the number of hospitalizations also hit a new high of 88,080 people. Millions are expected to ignore guidelines against holiday travel this week, and experts have warned that we could see infection numbers explode. But at least there was some more promising news on the vaccine front. The federal government saying it plans to distribute 6.4 million doses of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine within 24 hours of regulatory approval for emergency use, which is expected before Christmas. The first shots will go to frontline healthcare workers, according to General Gustav Perna, the man who's overseeing logistics for Operation Warp Speed. And thankfully, Biden's incoming coronavirus team is now in on the discussions. The White House agreed on Tuesday to let President-elect Joe Biden start receiving the intelligence summaries in the presidential daily brief. That decision comes a day after Trump's announcement that he had instructed his administration to start cooperating with the Biden transition team. And Biden did receive that briefing Wednesday morning. The Centers for Disease Control is now considering reducing the recommended quarantine time for people exposed to the virus from 14 days down to 10 or even 7. This according to Admiral Brett Giroir from the White House Coronavirus Task Force.
The CDC is reviewing data. As you know, it's quarantine for 14 days. Half of people become symptomatic by day 5. That's when the virus is present, and there's a long tail of very low probability afterwards. So the postulate is, and the CDC is looking at it, it'll be driven by data. If you get a test at day 7 or day 10, particularly, can that shorten your quarantine from 14 days to perhaps 10 days? This is not an announcement that it's safe, but we're looking at that. We know a lot more about the virus now than we did beforehand. And remember, people are much more likely to listen to a 10-day quarantine than they are a 14-day quarantine. So if we can shorten it safely with no risk, because we have a quarantine plan plus a test. We have lots of tests available now. That might actually improve our public health responses. I got the news.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.